like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has beautifully mentioned that whosoever recites one Durood Sharif upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba and welcome to the viewers of Madani Channel. Such a wonderful and a beautiful series, Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle, in which so far we've been learning about what is the power of intentions, and how can one build a relationship with the Quran? How can one adopt piety? How can one refrain from jealousy? How can one adopt or learn the art of gratification, adopt patience, remove anger? Alhamdulillah, many things we have been learning in this beautiful series. And today's topic, a very beautiful topic, and this topic is for every single person to reflect upon, because there are some topics that went by that not every time each person is going through. For example, patience. You can be patient when you are inflicted with some type of difficulty or some type of pain. And gratification, a person must make every time, whether you are sad, whether you are happy. Ya Allah, thank you for whatever you have given me. But this topic is for every single person, whether he is young, whether he is old, whether he is a man, whether it's a woman. This topic revolves around one thing, that is kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Today's topic is death, or remembering death without losing hope. Such a topic in which many people become negligent about it. Okay. Firstly and most importantly, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our sustainer, the Lord of the entire universe, that Zat, that Lord who blessed us to be in this beautiful month of mercy, and His countless of mercies are being showered upon us throughout this beautiful month. And whomsoever He guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever He causes to go astray, none can guide. And finally, countless of salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the reason of creation of this entire universe. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, viewers of Madani Channel, it is a fact that, it is certain that death will come to every single living thing. Allah Azza wa Jal beautifully mentions in the glorious Quran, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, Kullu Nafsin Dha'iqatul Maut. Every soul shall taste death. Now, death is not a possibility, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, death does not mean that it will take place or it won't take place. Death is certain. Your age does not matter. Your skin color does not matter. Your tribe, your nationality, your lineage, your height, your weight, or whatever it is that people normally discriminate one another with, will not matter. Every person, every soul shall taste death. And it is fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that so-and-so is going to leave this world on so-and-so date, this time, how he's going to leave this world. And that is how it's going to be. we ask, okay, firstly we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we know and we believe that death is inevitable. It will take place no matter what happens. But Ya Allah, when we leave this world, or when you grant us death, let us die in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Ya Allah, we ask for nothing else. May we be in Halat-e Ihram, or may we be in front of Gumbad-e Khazra, and then grant us death, Ya Allah. Because we know and we believe. So far we've been learning in the previous episodes that Ya Allah, our intention is very important. Ya Allah, we desire, and it is our intention and our belief that Ya Allah, we wish to die in Madinah Sharif. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this prayer, and whenever it is befitting for us, we will leave this world in Madinatul Munawwara. Now, some of us may live long lives. Others may depart suddenly. Some people live amazing lives, that they reach the age of 50, 60, 70, and some reach 80, some even 90. And then there are some people who did not yet come into this world, who were still in the womb of their mother, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them death at that moment. Some people were just born. Few weeks later, you get news that so-and-so child passed away. So this entire scenario and topic is for each person to understand that death will take place to whomsoever Allah wants for death to take place, and when it will take place, only Allah and His beloved Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know. So this should be a means or a lesson for each one of us who is listening to this, that I know death will take place, and that is certain. But how much have I prepared for the Day of Judgment, or for that qabr? That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants me death at this moment, will I be satisfied with my deeds? Will I be satisfied with my aqidah? Will I be satisfied with my beliefs and my doings, my good deeds, my deeds in general? And if the answer is no, reflect upon this. Ask your heart. Your heart will never lie. That if Allah granted me death now, will I be able to meet Allah with a smiling face, or with a happy face, or such that I'm happy and I'm glad that I know my good deeds, I've done my good deeds from my side, and the mercy is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Ya Allah, if you grant me death right now, am I going to be happy for leaving this world at this moment? If the answer is no, prepare. That's it. That's the easiest thing to say. Prepare for the Day of Judgment. Prepare for the qabr. Prepare for the time in which it's going to be nafsi-nafsi, where no one is going to help you on the Day of Judgment. Only your deeds and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Death often comes gradually, where if you look at it in general, it comes in the form of warnings, where people asked, how do we know that we are going to die soon? Leave one side that a person can die anytime, at the young age, old age, whatever. But what are those signs that show you that this person's time is less now? He's soon to leave the world. One is gray hair or white hair. We must ponder that once you start getting white hair, you must know time is ticking. Time is almost up. We know that Allah can give us another 30 years even if we have white hair, no problem. But Ya Allah, we don't know if you're going to do that or not. So once you start getting your white hair or not, it is still time to prepare. Then comes weakening in hearing and sight. Sometimes it becomes difficult for us to see as we grow in age. We have difficulty in seeing. Then we require glasses. Sometimes even glasses don't help anymore. Where now, not the glasses are not the issue now. Now the vision is the problem, where it becomes blurry. Normally people who have glasses, their eyes are weak in the terms of they cannot see far, or some cannot see close. But when it comes to eyes being weakened because death is coming, your vision starts becoming a little blurry. Your hearing starts to fade. It becomes weaker. You must see when we go to doctors, and normally this happens even when myself or someone else goes to the doctor, and there's someone old age. Like one day, remember, we visited an optometrist, and he was of old age. When we tried to speak to him, he was having very difficulty in hearing. He kept on questioning, Maaf, what are you saying? Maaf, what are you saying? Maaf, can you speak louder? Although if someone else had to be there, we were speaking in an enough tone that that person could understand. So this is a sign that once your hearing, your sight gets weaker, your body gets weaker, your back pain, your pain in the knees, pain in the joints, pain in the elbows, the hands, the wrist, every single thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing you that time is almost up. Oh my beloved Banda, it's time to prepare. If you were negligent in the past, now it's time to prepare. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the signs. Old age, white hair, etc., etc. Now these are called messengers of death, where there are signals that remind us that life is fleeting and the grave awaits. And there's a quote, like a couplet, it says that even the strongest and youngest among us are not exempt. Some healthy people and even newborns may die. Death does not negotiate. And this is a harsh but necessary reality check. Your face, your features on your face, the skin color, the beauty, no matter what it is. In short, death is going to approach anyone at any time. Are we preparing for it? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, it is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Frequently remember the destroyer of pleasures, meaning death. When death comes, all the pleasure that you had instantly is removed. All the things that you used to brag about or be arrogant about. I have a beautiful watch. I have a beautiful house. I have millions of rands in my account. I have so and so many cars. My suit or my jubba, my imama cost this much. My glasses are branded, or I'm wearing contact lenses or whatever. At the end of the day, death is such a thing which destroys all types of pleasure. Now, why do we call it the destroyer of pleasures? Firstly, it destroys your arrogance. You can have pride on whatever you have in this dunya. It's najais to have pride. It's wrong. Allah punishes those who have pride. But for understanding purposes, you can be arrogant on anything that you want in this dunya. But as soon as death comes, all your arrogance fades away. And everything that you were arrogant about is also removed. You're going to enter the grave alone. Just you. Not your maal, not your houses, not your family, not your children. You alone. And the angels who are going to question you in the grave. Remembering death is not meant to depress you. Right? Today's topic is remembering death with hope. See, remembering death is not meant to depress you. It's meant to wake you up, to reorganize your priorities and direct your focus toward the hereafter. That I know death is going to come and I fear Allah for it. I fear death because what if we die without iman? So that's why we need to prepare from our side and leave everything upon Allah. We need to become pious, make our deeds good. Any relationships that we have broken, may we reconcile with our friends, our family members, our relatives. If we took maal or wealth from any person, if we stole, if we deceived someone, ask forgiveness, make tawbah, because death is going to come. But what if we did not make tawbah before death? So make tawbah constantly, immediately. I want to give the viewers of Madani channel and myself just this 5 seconds. To repeat after me and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive me, forgive my parents, and forgive the entire ummah. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I ask you, and we ask you, Ya Allah, that we know death is going to come. We make tawbah from all of our previous sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know we wronged ourselves. We ask you for forgiveness, Ya Allah. You are the most forgiving, most merciful Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir." The world is a prison for the believer and a paradise for the disbelievers. Sahih Muslim. For a believer, the world is restrictive. Tests, obligations, and trials keep him disciplined. Death is the door of liberation, not destruction. Honestly, when death approaches and you are obeying Allah, being patient on his test, being grateful upon the bounties of Allah, when death comes to you, you're going to be happy. It will be difficult for those people who did not prepare, but for those who prepared and hoped in the mercy of Allah, it will be very easy for them and they will be happy. Why? Because they're going to see the beloved face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the qabr. We will leave the dunya no problem because we know that we're going to see Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the qabr. But to recognize Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the grave, we need to live a pious life. Because, and most people know, when the questions are going to come, there will be three questions in the grave. Who is your Lord? What is your religion? And what did you used to say about this person? And Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be present there in the grave at that moment. If you did not leave this world with iman, or you lived a shameful life, honestly, a shameless life, and full of bad deeds, no honor, no dignity, no respect, only disrespect to Allah, etc. At that time, you're going to reply, "La adri, ha ha, hayata hayata la adri, I don't know." And immediately, the hukum will be given to the angels to make it one of the places of Jahannam. But if you reply correctly, because we died with iman, passed away with iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order and say, "Let this person sleep like a bridegroom and widen his grave as far as the eyes can see and make his grave among from the places of Jannah." Allahu Akbar. This is deep, my dear brothers and sisters, viewers of Madni channel. That honestly, honestly, we know death is going to come, but how much are we even preparing for that death? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really allow us to gain the tawfiq to keep on remembering about death. Because death removes pleasure. Remembering death, it removes pleasures. That you are constantly wasting time, talking uselessly. Inshallah, in our coming episode, we learn about useless talk and backbiting, etc. And if we constantly in this time where, or constantly involved in the time where we're wasting time, useless talks, backbiting, remember death, you're going to forget all of those things. And immediately you're going to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should all one day, or let's try, we should imagine death. We should sit alone, remove our worldly thoughts, visualize the reality of death. Recall the friends and relatives who have passed away, picture them. Their busy lives, their worldly struggles, their education, their ambition, their knowledge, their status, their success. But where are they now? They are in the grave. Their attachment to luxuries and comforts. But where are they now? In the grave. Their heedlessness of death. But where are they now? In the grave. Sit down alone and ponder that, what if it happens that we meet death suddenly? Bodies, are we even prepared to be buried? Are we, meaning in the sense that, are we even prepared that, "Ya Allah, I know now that even if I leave this world, Ya Allah, I have hope in your mercy that I will die with iman." But we don't have that type of guarantee. Family members are going to mourn. Children are going to cry. Dreams and ambitions crushed. Wealth and property remain behind. The only thing that when you go into the grave will be with your good deeds and your bad deeds. Log sawal karte hain. Insan jab intiqal kar le, insan jab mar jaye, that people question that when a person passes away, how much of maal did he leave? How much of wealth did he leave? Does he have enough, or did he leave enough for his family or not? But when you go to the grave, what do the angels ask? what have you done or how much have you prepared for the akhirah? Dunyavi people, the people are asking, how much wealth did you leave? The person passed away. Questions are, how much maal the person left? Angels, what did you bring in this grave that can help you on the day of judgment? Imagine. And I'm going to be very harsh, where we should try and understand and imagine what happens after death. Allahu Akbar. Faces that once were very radiant are distorted. Eyes become swollen, cheeks hollowed, hair scattered, teeth lost, insects devour the body. Even the young, the innocent, the strong, none can escape this reality. Alhamdulillah, this series that we've named Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle, one of the keys to an Islamic lifestyle is to constantly remember death. You can be happy, you can be sad. Remember death, you will start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have worldly problems, remember death, you will turn towards Allah. You have happiness in your life, at the end of the day, remember death, you will turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as we learned previously about gratification and ungratefulness, to be grateful, you need to be present at that moment. You mentally be prepared that I know Allah is watching me and this is Allah who gave it to me. Remember death, you will turn towards Allah, you will be grateful. Those who become ungrateful are those people who don't remember death. Now some fear death excessively, losing hope. Others ignore it completely. But Islam demands balance. We know we're going to die, but we should not lose hope from the mercy of Allah. That's why today's topic, remembering death with hope. That, Ya Allah, I know I'm going to leave this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يقول الله تعالى أنا عند ظني عبدي بي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah azza wa jal says, I am as my servant expects me to be. Fear motivates effort. Hope motivates perseverance. And a believer does not despair, he acts. So now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So when it comes to remembering death, Ya Allah, mere itne amali nahi hai. Ya Allah, I don't have so much of good deeds, Ya Allah. Why I'm saying this, Ya Allah? Because I don't even know if my intention was good at that moment. If there was no good intention, the action, the good deed is not even recorded. You can perform so much of salah, read Quran, Durood Sharif. If intention is not correct, you will not get reward at all for that. So, Ya Allah, we don't know whether our rewards are even, or our actions are even accepted. But Ya Allah, we know one thing, Ya Allah, that your mercy is great. You forgive countless of people. And in the month of Ramadan, subhanallah, every single iftari, 1 million people are being forgiven. Subhanallah. So Ya Allah, we are sinful, we accept it, Ya Allah. No human being can deny this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we accept, hum mante, we are sinful. Death is going to approach any time. We don't know if we prepared properly. But Ya Allah, we don't lose hope in your mercy. Because you told us not to lose hope in your mercy. Ya Allah, we believe and we require and we seek your mercy. That Ya Allah, we believe that you're going to grant us death with iman. But we from our side need to still prepare. That's why Islam requires balance. One side, prepare from your own side. And then have hope in the mercy of Allah. Don't prepare so much that you lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And don't prepare so little that you only believe in the mercy of Allah. No. Make it balance or balance your life. Ya Allah, I will do a lot of good deeds. At the same time, I will be desiring your mercy. Inshallah, we'll end off. The Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan, they always remembered death. They gave charity generously. They reconciled with others quickly. And see, death is a constant teacher. Their lives were full disciplined and purposeful. Why? Because they constantly remembered death. Now, quickly, inshallah, how can one properly remember death? And you will end off. One should visit graveyards, witness reality, see that this sand is what I'm also going to be buried in. Attend janaza prayers whenever possible. That, Ya Allah, I'm attending someone's janaza. There will come a time where someone will attend my janaza. How much have I prepared for it? Reflect nightly. Okay, if I die tonight, am I ready? Ask yourself constantly. That's how you remember death. Maintain regular tawbah. Clear your debts. Repair broken relationships. Make dua for husnul khatima. That for a good end. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua and will grant you death in the way that is easy, inshallah. Remember, death is going to be very difficult for those people who do not live their lives according to how Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted. But death will be so easy in the blink of an eye for those people who lived their lives according to Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He constantly allows us to remember death. But at the same time, may we not lose our hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijai khatam in nabiyyin. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Tight the keys that light the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Tight the keys that light the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.